We're talking with St. Joseph Congressman Fred Upton, who is the chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and looking at the website. A very busy slate for you and committee members this week. And let's go through some of the hearings that your subcommittees and the overall committee will be dealing with this week. First of all, the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations holding a hearing on examining the growing problems of prescription drug and heroin abuse. Fred, that's something that a lot of people are dealing with these days, and maybe it's something long overdue about dealing with us.
Well, it is. The surprising thing to many of us, of course, is that heroin addiction is up. We're trying to find out why, and obviously this is a much more serious issue than many folks may understand across the country, and it's one of the oversight roles that we need to conduct. It's obviously bipartisan. We're anxious to get the testimony later on this morning and really delve into this a little bit in terms of what are the reasons why.
It's but then again, could we think that maybe some of the reasons why might be some of the reasons why other controlled substances are being abused, or is it something a little different?
Well, it could be a little bit different. I mean, I'm going to the hearing later this morning, so I don't pretend to have the answers. I want to listen first and see what some of the experts have to say. But this is, you know, what the Oversight Investigation Subcommittee does is it examines problems across the country. So whether it be in the health side, whether it be on energy, obviously we're in the midst of a major investigation now on General Motors as well. In fact, more than 350,000 documents just from GM. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration provided a major document dump again last Friday. We're conducting interviews with a number of folks, both at NHTSA as well as at GM, to try and find out how to connect the dots. But these investigations take some time, and, you know, we're trying to get to the bottom of it so we can figure out what went wrong. And if whatever that is, do we need to take corrective legislation to then come back and try and fix it so it cannot happen again, putting the lives of many in jeopardy?
We're talking with Fred Upton, the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and going through some of the bills and pieces of legislation that he and his colleagues on the committee and subcommittees will be dealing with this week. It's a very busy slate for you and your committee. Talk a little bit about this Chemicals in Commerce Act that the Subcommittee on Environment and the Economy will be dealing with.
Well, this has been an issue for a long time. Legislation impacting the toxic substances, or in essence chemicals, in manufacturing hasn't been updated in a number of decades, and we're trying very hard to get a bipartisan cooperation, a bipartisan bill that can move forward that really updates that law. It hasn't been done again in a long, long time, and we've had a whole number of different hearings, different players been involved, and I'm hoping that maybe by the end of this week we can reach a bipartisan consensus in terms of where we need to go. And if we're able to do so, I'm convinced that even though the legislative calendar is getting late, we in fact can get a bill done and through the Senate too. So a lot of outreach, a lot of discussions, a lot of give and take here, and I'm hoping that we can get it done and not have to punt into next year. But it's a very hard slope. It really is.
Another thing that your committee will be, the whole committee will be dealing with on Tuesday, opening statements, markup of the following energy bills. One we've talked about before, the Domestic Prosperity and Global Freedom Act, more commonly known as getting liquid natural gas to some of those Eastern European nations that are being threatened by the big bear in Moscow.
Well, as we see these troubles continue to emerge in Eastern Europe, we're trying to send a signal to our allies there that, in fact, we're ready to help. And we're very close. I think we're considering a bipartisan amendment this afternoon. That actually, this markup, we actually mark up the bill, offer amendments to change it. I think that we're going to be accepting an amendment from the Democratic side that truly makes it bipartisan, can really break the way to see a huge vote for this. And get it out of our full committee, get it approved sometime on Wednesday. We'll start Tuesday, finish up on Wednesday. But in fact, if it is as bipartisan as I think that it can be, I think you can see this bill get to the House floor very quickly. It has our leadership has signed off on it. They're very supportive. And we know that, you know, for example, later this morning, I'm going to be speaking, introduced by the ambassador from Hungary. This is a real concern among our Eastern Europe nations, whether it be Lithuania, Latvia, Hungary, Poland, obviously the Ukraine. All of those nations are very concerned about the increasing energy costs that Russia now has, got a gun to their head, literally increasing the price of natural gas by 50% just in the last couple of weeks. And if we can send a signal to those allies that, hey, we'd like to help, we have excess supplies here, we know that it's not going to increase the cost of natural gas domestically, and yet at the same time the Department of Energy is sitting on nearly two dozen applications to export natural gas, talking about jobs, infrastructure, hundreds of millions of dollars needed to be able to bring this to market, and it's a win-win. It's a win for them, it's a win for us, and it's bipartisan, and I think that we have a very solid chance to get a very good vote of approval out of our committee as early as late Wednesday morning.
Talking with Fred Upton, a couple of other bills are set up for markups, pretty much dealing with energy savings and taxpayer savings as well. Energy Savings Through Public-Private Partnership Act and the Streamlining Energy Efficiency for Schools Act. Let's put it this way. They look on the surface, Fred, that they're common sense bills.
Well, they are. We've actually passed in the House about five or six bills already this year on energy efficiency bills to encourage and the private sector, in this case, schools as well, to really undertake a program for energy savings. We know it's going to save money. Now, let's have some incentives there, not necessarily a mandate, but incentives to really see the private sector step up to try and conserve energy. It's a good thing. These bills have been bipartisan. And it's got to say it's a little frustrating waiting for the Senate to try and take these up as well. It's one of the things we're trying to negotiate with the Senate to try and take some of these bills up. They did pass, to their credit, a major bill last summer, but it hasn't been scheduled for the Senate floor yet. And it's so we're taking pieces of that, individual pieces, that we think do make sense, pretty hard to vote against, and be able to get them out of our committee and then onto the House floor, where we've seen a number of them already pass this year as well.
One final thing on the agenda list for the House Energy and Commerce Committee and subcommittees. Coming up on Thursday, Subcommittee on Health holding a hearing on telehealth to digital medicine, how 21st century technology can benefit patients. Fred, what is this bill about?
Well, here again, not only can we see increased efficiencies, but real savings on the health side and getting, you know, our hospitals, our providers, our docs really up to speed in terms of the latest technological advances. We know personal stories, particularly in rural areas, where you may not have that hospital or that specialty there, where they are able to link in with some of our great hospitals, whether they be Bronson and Borges, certainly University of Michigan Hospital and others around the country, Cleveland Clinic and Mayo, where really, you know, for folks that need that special attention, bingo, you can actually have physicians and then their patients hooked up into the very expert care. And so we're going to be exploring that with a hearing later on this week. The other thing that we're formally going to unveil next week is a huge bipartisan effort to try and advance 21st century cures. You know, we haven't looked at the approval process for drugs and devices in a long, long time. We've had major milestones, particularly on the molecular side, using the genetics to try and discover the root causes of drugs or of diseases and how we can then come back and find the cures for them. And next week, we're formally unveiling what will be a major project over the course of the next year, bringing in our university researchers. The dean of the University of Michigan is going to be testifying, the head of the National Institute of Health, Francis Collins, the FDA, pharma, all of the pharmaceutical companies, the biotech industry, obviously the disease patient groups as well, cancer, diabetes, MS, I mean, the Alzheimer's, the list is a long one, and how the Congress can listen to the experts to find out what their frustrations are so that we not only can find faster cures for these diseases, but also bring the jobs back from overseas. We're seeing a major slip of jobs and research going overseas. We want to change that, and I'm convinced that we can do so in a bipartisan way. And the first of our formal kickoff events is next Tuesday as we really lift the curtain on what will be a major legislative effort supported by the leaders on both sides of the aisle. The number two Republican and the Democrat here in the House is going to be a part of that first panel, that kickoff, and we're very excited about where we'll be in the next number of months as we look for a legislative way to really speed up the advancement of cures for so many of these diseases that remain out of reach, at least at this point.
We look forward to hearing more about that in the next week and the weeks to come as well. Fred Upton, the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on not only issues of the day, but in this time, some of the issues before you and your fellow committeemen and women this week. Wish you and your family well. Hope to talk to you again next week.
You bet.